Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Hello and welcome to this December snowy day. I'm looking out the window here and just seeing what could be or should be a white Christmas. I'm taken back to my youthful days, and just it's wonderful to see. I love snow. I love Michigan. I lived in California for 9 years, and I missed it. So it's good to see. Good to see. Welcome to The Butterfly Moment, where extraordinary people share their extraordinary lives. What is the purpose of this show? I was thinking about that on the way here today, and it came down to my goal on The Butterfly Moment is to raise the bar. To raise the bar in terms of your human experience, to allow you to achieve a better life, a life that is full of wellness and achievement. My name is John Schulter, and I am a life coach. If you'd like a free session to discover what that's all about, you might hear that word bantered about most of the time. But to you, it's free. 55 minutes, all about you. We can talk about your goals. We can talk about your aspirations. We can talk about how to raise the bar for you. So I work with clients all over, high-performance clients all over the country, and would be grateful to talk to you. And again, the intro is my service to the world. Well, we have a great day today. A good friend who has become very quickly a good friend of mine, Drew Shrimpton, is our guest. And he really epitomizes the butterfly moment and raising the bar. Drew has over 20 years of business experience, holds a Master of Arts in Education and Human Development at George Washington University. He's co-president of the Michigan chapter of Academy of Integrated Health and Medicine, and is a graduate of the Coaches Training Institute. He has served in a variety of executive positions, including those of Fortune 250 company. Drew's work focuses on business consulting and executive wellness coaching. He has a specialty in the practice of wellness, physician wellness. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure. We've been working together, and I want you to know that this is going to the audience, this is going to kind of describe a very exciting project that we're working on together, dealing with professional wellness, especially attorneys. But first, Drew, I want you to, if you could, describe how you got all into this. Was it a calling? Was it just something that evolved over a period of time during your education? How'd you get into the wellness business?
Well, John, I've always had an interest in helping other people and encouraging wellness, especially emotional wellness. And when I was in the phase of my life when I was a corporate executive, my favorite part of all of that was leadership development. Mm. And when I left corporate America and went out into the world to be an independent consultant, I still found that as much as I love the organizational development part, designing organizations so that they've got the right people in the right roles and have good processes and systems, I have a love for all of that, but I always found myself going back to people development. And so in my prayer and meditation, I heard that I was to serve physicians and attorneys and dentists. And don't ask me why. That's just what I heard, and I believe that's where Spirit wanted me to be doing my work. So I started building a clientele of physicians and working with healthcare systems to create wellness for physicians. I thought my next stop along the way was going to be dentist, and then after meeting you briefly 10 years ago, you popped back into my life, and Spirit said, nope, it's supposed to be attorneys now. So here we are.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, I practice law almost 40 years now, and I think you get to the point where it's almost like Band of Brothers. For some reason, you want to give back. You want to be able to take all the things that you've known about, you know, doing things and being happy in the profession, achieving wellness in your life, achieving balance in your life is part of the duty. I mean, there's so many people that I've stood on their shoulders and have helped me. And I really feel that this is almost a ministry that we have here to go back, especially law, because of my experience in it. And do this so that they can benefit. Tell us a little bit about the need. You know, what's going on with the legal profession?
Well, it's kind of scary in some senses. There was in 2016, some researchers named Krill Johnson and Albert did published a study in the Journal of Addiction, and they found that 28% of lawyers report symptoms of depression. Mm. And 19% report symptoms of anxiety, and 23% report symptoms of stress. I mean, that's scary that those numbers are so high. The other thing that was shocking to me is 20% report having an alcohol use disorder. And it just makes me think, my goodness, what's going on in the profession that people are needing to turn to substances as a way to numb themselves. And of course, this study didn't say exactly what was causing all of that, but there's such a high percentage use, alcohol use disorder among attorneys. There's gotta be something going on there. And then really the last statistic that I usually share with people is that, according to the National Institute for Occupational Health and Safety, lawyers routinely rank in the top 10 professions with the highest suicide rates. Mm. And some years they place at number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of a warning light of sorts. So, you know, that something's going on in the profession, or something's going on with, you know, how we train lawyers or how we offer support within our American Bar Association, our State Bar Association, somehow, you know, maybe there should be somewhere that they can address these issues. And so what do you do?
Well, you know, before I answer that question, I was listening to what you were saying, and I thought, how in the world do attorneys who every day are rewarded for being aggressive they're expected to go to war, they're expected to win, Where do they find peace? Where do they have the counterbalance to those characteristics that are necessary for success in their field? So, I think it's a really tough position for attorneys to be in, and I think they need structured spaces and exercises and support to help counterbalance that really difficult way of having to live every day to be successful.
Well, one thing, Drew, you've hit the hammer on the nail, is that it is more than just competition. It is war. You know, it is probably more than sales or regular business, because when you go to trial, you know, that's competition. You are there to win. And that's difficult, especially when you have potentially a lot going on with the client. So you have to deal with the competitive aspects of the case. You know, how am I going to be attacked? What's the counterattack going to be? It's almost like, well, we've already described it as war. And then you have the financial pressures of, if things don't turn out right, that there's potential malpractice issues. There's so many things that you can trip up on, whether it's statute of limitations, notice requirements, that type of thing. I know personally a lot of lawyers who are experiencing not only that burnout, but that incredible stress, because it seems like you're getting it from all sides.
Well, sure. And the work that you do is high stakes. I mean, there's a oftentimes life-changing outcomes to the people that you serve. So it's not something to be taken lightly.
So in terms of the solution to this, what are you developing with me that can solve this? What I think you call them your modules, okay?
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
Really what it's all about is self-discovery.
Mm.
And so we help people discover the behaviors that they have that are not self-serving, that don't promote their wellness. And we help them see the roadblocks that they're setting up for themselves. And that could be, it's really about the choices that they're making and what choices can they make that are better. And the other thing is that we all have things that we do, things that don't serve us that we're unaware of. Mm. And through these tools, through these exercises, through these group experiences that we offer, people have an opportunity to identify them. And then once they're identified, like anything else, then it's up for the healing.
Mm.
And that's where the change comes in. So really what we provide is the way for people to figure things out so that they can then make it better.
So what does that look like? Is it lunch and learns? Is it 2-day seminars? Or what is the vehicle in terms of time to allow for these solutions?
Well, we deliver them in really any way that the client wants, any format, any length of time. We have 8 topics that form the foundation of our program. And those are things like looking at balance in your life. So we take a look at the different areas of that all of us have in common. So our careers, our relationship, our money, our physical health, our spiritual well-being, all of those things get examined and people have an opportunity to get a snapshot of their lives. That forms the basis of everything that happens from there. So then we look at different pieces to help bring more clarity and heal. So for instance, we talk about the importance of gratitude.
Mm.
We talk about understanding what we each value, and that varies by individual, and how that informs the choices we make, and how we spend time, and who we spend it with, and what we do to relax. We look at all sorts of different pieces of our lives in a structured way so then people can get the whole picture and then create a change plan that works for them.
Hmm. Well, very interesting. You know, I think that in today's high stress, high technology, a lot of these symptoms have are becoming amplified. And one of the things that I found is that there's no more 9-to-5. You know, the people, clients, partners, secretaries have your cell phone. And it doesn't matter if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, whether it's 7 o'clock at night or whatever, the traditional 9-to-5 is no longer. And so the balance of your life, like you're saying, really is at risk there because you got to shut it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like anything else, some people do a really good job out of that. Sometimes by necessity, they say, I am going to spend 2 hours uninterrupted with my children every night.
Right.
And that forces them to take that break. Some attorneys sleep with their cell phone in their bed and they are on call 24/7. They never, ever get away from it. And one of the things that we do is we look at those kind of life choices and to see what's driving keeping someone connected that much. What are they willing to do? Baby steps. That's another piece of our program. Our changes in baby steps, we really don't recommend radical change.
Right.
We recommend baby steps so that people can slowly integrate change into their life. We find people are much more successful that way.
You know what I've found as a part of my own life, the best advice is to get on that path. In other words, when I was coaching in high school, we used to go to clinics, and you can't learn everything in one weekend. But if you could get one good idea, it can win a game. And so in your path, I like the idea of incremental growth, that it doesn't have to turn around overnight, although change can occur rapidly. You have to get one good idea, one good experience, and build on that into the life that's within your control.
Absolutely. And the thing that we find over and over again is once people get into a self-discovery, a place of self-discovery, and they're given the tools and the time and the quiet and the focus to do that, they always know what it is they want to work on first.
Right.
Always. I have never, ever worked with someone who sits in this type of, through this type of exercise and environment and goes, no, I'm not sure what I need. It's always, oh my gosh, I want, and they usually have a top three or five things they want to work on.
You know what I found also, you know, what a workshop or a session can create is accountability. In other words, if we can set you up with our organization, because we're going to have a follow-up coaching period of opportunities, so that we're not just going to throw you off the cliff and say, okay, you're healed. It's going to be, it didn't happen overnight, and the healing of that's not going to happen overnight. And once you have accountability, whether it's working out at the gym, you got a buddy there, or coming back to one of our workshops, you're going to change.
That's right. And the other beautiful thing that happens in these kind of experiences is community is built. Mm. So you build relationships with people, you build a healthy interdependency and concern for other people, and you get that support in return. It's a beautiful thing to see.
You know what I found also is that whatever you want to change in life, you begin by starting a conversation. And that conversation is with your coworkers, it's with your wife, and it's like, we have a problem here because I'm not feeling the way I should. What do we do to change? Your change stops from the identification of a problem to being able to focus on those solutions. And if you focus on those solutions, they're going to grow. And if you not only focus on them and put them into place, you start seeing results, and then it's like pushing the car downhill, you know, that the stalled car down the hill. Momentum will develop.
That's right. And you said something when I was speaking to you the other day about where you put your focus is what gets worked on, or...
Focus goes, energy flows.
That's it.
Yeah. And part of the problem... You know, even with some of the 12-step programs, when you start to identify, although they're great, they're the best, and they've done wonderful things. But one of the criticisms, if you look at the literature of 12-step programs, is that they're focusing too much on the addiction itself, and maybe not the life that they want past that addiction. Mm. And this is just the simple principle that if whatever you focus on expands, you got to be careful. In anything that you do, once you identify that problem, then your focus has got to go into the solution. We got to be solution-minded.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that we do is we provide not only tools to get clear on what those solutions are, but we provide the support to have that solution be able to sustain. And what really surprises me is how much traditional business doesn't want to look at the impact of emotional well-being to the bottom line. Mm. And we have worked with companies that really understand that healthy employees create a healthy culture, creates a healthy bottom line. And those are the people that are such a joy to work with, because they welcome us in, they want what we have so much, and they understand that if they can have employees who are focused on their, when they can have employees that understand themselves, that are clear about their purpose, that are engaged in their work, that love what they do, and they're provided an environment that is healthy and supportive, that has a direct impact to the bottom line.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there is a very, very good business case, a very clear business case for investing in this type of work.
Absolutely. You know, there can be those people that, you know, are still of the attitude of no pain, no gain, all that kind of stuff. You gotta suffer and everything like that. But there's also a new thought system of the culture of the locker room. And I'm translating, since my background is sports, the culture of the locker room, the culture of your office. No, what is it like? I mean, now we're kind of going through this whole thing with the groping and the sexual orientation of people overstepping boundaries. What this should lead to a discussion is like, what is our day-to-day office experience? Mm-hmm. Is it joyful? Is it enlightening? Is it fun? Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line that we're going to be able to, you know, connect.
Yeah.
Also, before I want to you to be able to voice this, because this is what the show is all about. Could you tell us, as it relates to this, your own butterfly moment?
Well, the one that always comes to mind, I guess there are really two that pop up right away. The first is when I got into graduate school. Mm. I just didn't really know that was going to happen. And it was such a healing moment for me, because when I was in elementary school, I'm trying to remember which grade it was, but they brought us all into one room and they had some of us sit on one side of the room and the other on the other half. And the teacher looked and said, okay, this half of the room, you get up and you go, you're going to the advanced math class and the rest of you sit here. And I was in the group that was left to sit there. And it had such a deep impact on me. And I thought, oh my gosh, I must be deficient or dumb or in some way. And I carried that for all these years, thinking that I just really wasn't that bright. Got into grad school, did extremely well in graduate school. And it just allowed me to start flying. And I thought, I can really do anything. And then the second moment I wanted to share with you is just really where I am in my life right now. Feels like a butterfly moment. Mm. That I am an entrepreneur who is creating success. The world is abundant and full of possibility. And I really, truly feel like I'm coming out of the cocoon and spreading my wings. And who knows where things are going to go from here.
That is so great. Thank you for sharing that. And this relates to what we're talking about with our wellness programs, in that this is what we want for our participants, our students. We want a rebirth, an explosion of growth into a new way of living, a new way of addressing their families, their problems, and everything that's related to the challenges at work. That they have that feeling that we have sufficiently raised that bar when they're ready to fly. That's the image we want to leave when we cut loose, or at least we stop the workshop for a while.
That's a beautiful thought.
Thank you. Well, this has been great. It's been so relieving for me to work with you, Drew. And, you know, you're so accepting to new ideas. And, you know, I always tell people my experience in creativity and writing that, I'm not a wine taster, I'm a wine maker, you know. I produce a lot of stuff, and it's okay when, you know, some of them don't work, or some of them are bad or whatever. And you've been very patient with all that kind of stuff. And the great challenge of all this, Drew, I think for you and me, it's like Gandhi saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. And if we're going to be able to teach this stuff, we have to incorporate it into our own lives, our own personal lives, and dealing with my beautiful wife, Carrie, and the family. Who knows what's going to be going on over the holidays in terms of family. And I have just a wonderful, wonderful family, an extended family of friends. But we want that to be our demonstration. So I find it myself, mentally, physically, and whatever, just calling to task, am I walking to talk?
Amen. We have to be it if we're going to teach it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you would like to know more about what Drew and I are doing, whether you are part of a profession. You know, I'm sure that we're eventually going to be expanded in other things. Maybe the dentist somewhere along the line. You've done wonderful work already with the physicians, and I know the attorney. And it's so exciting to me to be able to be part of this work and to be part of, like I said in the beginning, you know, my giving back to the legal profession.
Yeah, it's good to be able to do the work with you.
Likewise. So you can call me at the station here, 248-568-7021. That's my cell phone. Don't call me after 5 o'clock. Just kidding. You know, you can. And if you'd like to talk more about this program or another or any of the life coaching, or we're starting to do a lot of speaking also. So give us a call and we can be of service. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Drew. God bless you all.